السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار All praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we believe in Him, we trust Him, we honor Him, and we honor His prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and the last and final prophet Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi wa alayhim ajma'een. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, is his last and final prophet and messenger. Alhamdulillah, we are toward the end of the month of Rajab. And then we have Sha'ban, and then Ramadan, inshallah. So, as there is a saying, say, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab. وبارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان والله bless us in Rajab and bless us in شعبان and help us to reach Ramadan with iman, with taqwa, with consciousness and also with good health so that we can perform our duties of fasting and prayer, devotion and take full benefit of that time, of that blessed time. Alhamdulillah. So month of Rajab, as you all know, is known for a very special, very significant event that happened in the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that event is known as and that events actually, Isra and Mi'raj. So Isra and Mi'raj are the two events. Isra is Prophet ﷺ's journey from Mecca to Jerusalem, and Mi'raj is his ascension from Jerusalem to heavens. And both of them happen in the same night, most probably in the month of Rajab, although there are some other opinions as well, and around or probably on the 27th night of the month of Rajab. That's why generally Muslims talk about Isra and Mi'raj during this time, and it is a great miracle that happened in the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it happened at a time when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was going great difficulty. His uncle, Abu Talib, who was a great supporter for him throughout his life, after his grandfather died, after his mother died, then grandfather, and then after that Abu Talib took care of him. And he was in the care of Abu Talib until even he became the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when the Prophet was around 50 years of age, at that time Abu Talib died. And it was a sad event. Rasulullah was sad. And within a short time after that, his wife Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away. And Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha is the wife of the Prophet ﷺ, a great supporter of the Prophet ﷺ, the first believer in the message of Islam when the Prophet came, and she gave whatever she had for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the movement of Islam. And so the Prophet ﷺ loved her, and Prophet ﷺ was devoted to her, and she was devoted to the Prophet ﷺ, and she believed in him. And her death was also very sad for the Prophet ﷺ. And that's why that year is known as year of Huzn, Amul Huzn, that is the year of grief. And then the Prophet ﷺ found himself that the people of Mecca became harsh towards him because they were somehow reluctant to personally, physically harm him because of Abu Talib. And because of the position of Abu Talib among the Quraysh, he was a leader of Quraysh, and also position of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. So they were not attacking him physically, they were attacking him verbally, and they were persecuting early Muslims, but they were not attacking physically the Prophet ﷺ. But now they became bolder. And so the Prophet ﷺ was looking for some other place, go to some other place from Mecca. And he traveled all the way to Taif, walked actually towards Taif. At the age of 50, he was traveling on going on towards the hill of Taif, almost 50 miles from Mecca. And he arrived in Mecca, presented his message to the people, to the leadership of Taif, and they refused to accept that. Not only that, they did not accept the message of the Prophet ﷺ, but they actually mistreated him, disrespected him, and dishonored him. And they even asked some of the young people to cast him out from the city, throwing stones on him. And he was wounded, and blood was streaming from his legs. And the Prophet ﷺ took refuge, shelter, in an orchard. And there he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a very beautiful prayer, a very moving prayer. Allahumma inni ashku ilayka da'fa quwwati wa qillata hilati wa hawani ala an-nas. Ya arhamar rahimin, ya arhamar rahimin. Oh Allah, to you I complain my weakness and my little resources that I have, and the disrespect that people are giving to me, that I complain to you. I don't complain to anybody else. And then he said, if you are not angry with me, illam yakun bika alayya ghadab fala ubali fa inna afiyataka hiya awsa'u li. If you are not angry with me, I don't care for all these things, Because your protection, your security, your help, that is enough for me. And that is more than anything else. So that's moving prayer, that prayer deep in iman of taqwa and tawakkul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is a very, very powerful dua, very, very significant dua at any time for us. It's also almost an year of grief because of the pandemic, and there are so many people who lost their family members, so many people who lost, they have gone through the difficulty. So it is important to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah dua will help. So inna ma'al usri yusra, Allah says that with difficulty comes ease, with difficulty comes ease. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned from there, Taif, and he entered the city and went to his home, and then he had this experience. And this is the experience of Isra, and then followed by Mi'raj. Quran says, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا إِنَّهُ وَالسَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Glory be to him who took his servant by night from the Masjid al-Haram, from the sacred mosque, to the Masjid al-Aqsa, the distant mosque, the surrounding of which we have blessed, that we may show him some of our signs. And indeed, Allah is the one who hears and sees everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him. And there, so this the hadith says that he was taken from home. The Quran says he was taken from masjid. Min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. And both of these reports can be combined as Imam Ibn Hajar rahimahullah in his Fathul Bari, he's mentioned that he was brought from home to masjid, and then from masjid he was taken. So he came from his home, he was taken to the masjid, and then from masjid. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that masjid because of the importance of the masjid. Rasulullah was taken from masjid to masjid. Masjid of built by Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the masjid that was built also by Dawood alayhi salam. And both of these masajid were long time before that. Ibrahim alayhi salam only raised the foundations. Dawood alayhi salam only raised the foundation, but they are long time before that. Long time before that. First masjid, and awwala baytin wada'a lin-nasi lil-ladhi bi-Bakkah. First was Masjid al-Haram, and then after that came the Masjid al-Aqsa. And both of them are very important for us. So this event is a long story of Isra and Mi'raj, and many of you know the details, and if you don't know, then you should read them. So I will not go for the whole story of Isra and Mi'raj, but I will mention some lessons that we can learn from that. And first of all, it is the great honor to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a great consolation for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also a great honor for his ummah. Because Rasulullah ﷺ was giving this miracle that nobody else before had that kind of a miracle. It's a great miracle that happened. He was Subhanalladhi Asra bi Abdihi Layla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, glory be to him. And he took his servant by night. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who did that. No human power can do that. It has happened by the will of Allah, by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also to show him some of the great signs, لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا, to show him some of our great signs. So Rasulullah was taken to the city of Jerusalem, and then from there he was taken to heaven, and he saw various prophets at different heavens, and finally he was in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to him directly. And then he returned to Jerusalem, and then he was the imam of the prophets of Allah. Many prophets were gathered in city of Jerusalem in their spiritual where they were gathered, and he led them in prayer. He was the Imam of Al-Anbiya. So this is a great honor for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And also it is mentioned in the story that after the prayer, Jibreel Alayhi Salaam brought to him two cups. One is the cup of milk and the other is the cup of wine. And wine was not forbidden at that time. It was not haram at that time. Wine became haram when the Prophet came from Makkah to Medina. In Medina, but this happened when the Prophet was still in Makkah. So he was presented these two cups, and Jibreel asked him, choose one of them. And the Prophet chose the cup of milk. And Jibreel alayhi salam said, Hudita wa hudiyat ummatuk, or Hudita lil fitra. You are guided to the way of the nature, to the fitra, the original, the pure nature. And your ummah is guided. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Shaykh Waliullah rahimahullah says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in a sense the ummah in the fullness. Because he's the leader of the ummah. So he was representing the ummah. So his taking of rejecting wine means that the ummah should remain that way. The ummah should follow the path of fitra. In this and other things as well, follow the path of fitra. The fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nasa alayha la tabdila li khalqi Allah. Fitra on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created people, and no, don't change the fitra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And corruption comes when people go away from the path of fitra. So remain on the path of fitra, on the original way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The deen is Islam is the deen of fitra. So that is should be the commitment of the ummah, and in this way the ummah will become the leader of the humanity, because people are going away to the path of corruption. All kind of distortions of fitra are happening, and people have to remain that path and try to follow that. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this part of the story is very significant, and other aspect as well. Then you have the connection between Makkah and Jerusalem. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was taken from Makkah to Jerusalem. And both of these cities are great cities. These cities have great significance in the history of Islam and in Iman, in Islam, in the Aqidah of Islam, and in the Tariq of Islam, in the belief of Islam as well as in the history of Islam. And Muslims should not ignore that. Should not ignore that. Today you have some people who are trying to distort this belief. And they are saying Jerusalem was not the earthly Jerusalem. It was not talking about the Jerusalem in Palestine. It is a Jerusalem somewhere in heaven. So they are giving a thing that don't talk about this Jerusalem. This Jerusalem belongs to some other people. That is that thing. And another very strange interpretation found it. They say Jerusalem is a small town that used to be near Makkah. The Prophet ﷺ was taken from the city of Makkah to that town. From there. I mean, people are bringing all kind of nonsense in the name of historical research. This is not a historical research. It's a hysterical research. They call it historical. It's not historical. It's hysterical. They lost their mind. Jerusalem is the Jerusalem that is recognized throughout history. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say Masjid al-Aqsa, that is the place of the Masjid of Dawud alayhi salam. Both of them are connected. And why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him from Makkah to Jerusalem is because the connection of Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with other prophets of Allah. The Islamic religion is the continuation of the same message that came from Adam alayhi salam to Nuh alayhi salam and to other prophets of Allah. So it is the same message. Deen al-Anbiya wahid. The deen of all the prophets is one and the same. And their prophets, the Prophet said in one of the hadiths, say, الأنبياء دينهم واحد وأمهاتهم شتى. The Prophet, their deen is one even though their mothers were different. They were born in a different place at a different time, but their deen is the same, one and the same. So this is important that you get it from this story of Isra and Mi'raj. And then also importance of masjid. As you mentioned, he was taken from masjid to masjid. He was not taken from home to home. He was not taken from shopping center to another shopping center. He was taken from masjid to masjid. That shows the importance of the masjid in Islam. And then also, Rasulullah ﷺ led the prayer. And he was given the prayers, 5 prayers that we have. 50 prayers he was given. And then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are 5, reduced to 5. He said, these are 5, but the reward is 50. So the prayers, 50 prayers, if you pray 5 prayers, you receive the reward of 50 prayers. And it's a great reward for that. And the prayer is very important. And people have to pay attention to prayer. Don't neglect that. As-salatu imaduddin. Man aqamaha faqad aqamaddin. Wa man tarakaha faqad hadamaddin. It is the foundation of religion. And those who perform the prayers, they actually keep their religion. Otherwise, they demolished the foundation of religion. And prayer is not like whenever you like to pray, once a day, or once a week, or whenever you feel like. No, prayer is obligatory. Khamsa salawat fil yawmi wal layla. Obligatory. 5 prayers every day. Every day pray 5 prayers. And this is the obligation. And this has great significance, great meaning. It brings great reward, many blessings, and protects you from many things. So we learn from Isra and Mi'raj the importance of prayer. That's why some people say it is a hadith, but it's not actually a hadith. It is a great saying, very significant saying. It says, Salatu Mi'rajul Mu'mineen. Salat is the Mi'raj. That means the great experience that Rasulullah has in Mi'raj, that is the experience that you get. And it is was given, other ahkam, other rules of the Sharia are given by Jibreel coming to earth and giving to the Prophet. But Salat is like a special order, a special thing. The boss, the ruler, the hakim, the king, he sent his secretaries, he sent his to say that, you do that. But sometimes he say, come here. And now we have to give you a special order. So it is a special order that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the most high, at the most high place. And it's great order that was given, and that is Salah. So my brothers and sisters, Salat is very important. Do not neglect Salat. And Masjid is very important. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that give us the honor to go back to go inside the masjid and rehabilitate our masajid that have been somewhat abandoned because of this pandemic. But inshallah, we'll go back. And honor our masajid, respect our masajid, and pay full attention to our masajid. إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ وآت الزكاة ولم يخشى إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين. Masajid are of Allah, and they are maintained and they are visited by those who believe in Allah, and those who pray, and those who give the zakah, and those who do not fear anyone except Allah, and those are the people who are guided. فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين. So that's another important point that we get from this is story of Isra and Mi'raj. And there's so much mentioned in the Quran, in the hadith about Salah. And then finally, the story also tells us that the Jannah and Jahannam. Jannah and Jahannam, both of them are realities. The Jannah exists. It is not that it's going to be sometime later. Jannah is there. And Jahannam is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in many places, Uiddat lil-muttaqeen, Uiddat lil-kafirin. Jannah is prepared for the heaven, for the believers. And hell is prepared, already prepared. Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam, when they were created, they said, قلنا, we said to Adam and Eve, you go to the Jannah. Jannah was there. Jannah was even created before human beings were created. And Jannah will remain. Everything else will perish except Jannah and hellfire. They will stay. So Jannah is forever. And Jahannam is forever. Created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they stay forever. So it is the reality. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken to see the Jannah and see the Jahannam and see what happened to the people who will follow the right path and those who do not follow the right path. So don't take it as casually, Jannah and Jahannam, something. Jannah is reality. And there are people of Jannah, Ashabul Jannah. And there are people of hellfire, Ashabul Jannah, Ashabul Nar. May Allah protect us from that. May Allah give us Jannah and save us from hellfire. And then there's things, there's Iman and righteousness that take people to Jannah. So Rasulullah was shown the good deeds. What happened when people do good deeds? Truthfulness, honesty, charity, you know, the good relations. Those are the things that bring people to Jannah. And kufr, the denial of Allah, hypocrisy, lies, cheating, deceiving, fornication, adultery, all of these things, these are the things that will take to hellfire. May Allah protect us from that. So these are the important points and lessons that we learn from the story of Isra and Mi'raj. The story is not just a story. It is said for a reason, for a purpose. And those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they accept that. But those who do not believe, they turn away. They say all kind of things. And that happened in the time of the Prophet ﷺ. When he mentioned this, there were people who left Islam. But there were people like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. When he made sure that it is Rasulullah ﷺ was telling, he said, I believe. I accept that. Because he tells me that wahi comes to him from heaven, and I accept that. And it is Allah who did that, so I accept that. So it is mentioned in the Quran, it is mentioned in the authentic ahadith. So there is no question about it. We have to believe in that. We have to respect that. We have to honor that. And also we take benefit from this story for our moral life, for our spiritual life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. We'll make dua, inshallah, for the people who are not well. Some of them, their names we have, and some of them, their names we do not have, or they have not given us the name, but they ask us to make dua. So there are people who are not well. Is Habib Ubaidi, Mujib Ubaidi, Sean Haider, Shani Haider, and Sister Shamima Haq, Sister Tasneem Ali. May Allah give them shifa. And other people who are not well, may Allah give them shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Ya Shafi. Anta Shafi. La Shafi illa anta shifaan la yughadiru suqma. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfih mardana wa mardal muslimin. And then dua maghfirah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless the people who passed away. Those whose names we have, we ask for them in particular. And for others we pray. Brother Iftikhar Ahmad and Brother Khalid Hamid. May Allah bless them, may Allah give them Jannah, and may Allah give patience to their families. Allahumma ighfir lahum wa rahamhum. Allahumma ighfir lahum wa rahamhum wa afihim wa afu anhum. Allahumma akrim nuzulahum wa sa'a madkhalahum. Allahumma ighfir khatayahum, ya Allah. So Allahumma ighfir lil mu'mina wal mu'minat, al muslimina wal muslimat, al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Innaka sami'un qareebun mujibu ad-da'awat, ya Rabbal alamin. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين يا الله يا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر فأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.